You're listening to BBC Radio Suffolk. It's John here with the Sunday Morning Breakfast programme. Now, the volunteer group which advises Suffolk schools about religious education has been given a national award for its work tackling controversial subjects like extremism, terrorism and hate crime. Given the attack in London on Wednesday where four people were killed, anyone with young people and their families will no doubt wonder how to explain such things to their children, or if it's better not to talk about it. Well, for schools, the problem can be even more challenging. Every local authority has to have a Standing Advisory Council for Religious Education, or SACRE, made up of teachers, education experts and members of different faith groups. At the start of the week, so before Wednesday's attack at Westminster, I spoke to Jan Maguire, who project managed the development of the Teaching Controversial Issues Toolkit, about what it was and why it was needed in a county like ours.
It's not just about learning about religions, it's about learning about human beings. What makes us tick? Why do we think like we do? How can we work together so that we can work in harmony, so we can make a better society for our children to grow up in? So it's not just about learning about, you know, the mosques and the synagogues and the churches. This is about learning about the human beings that attend those places of worship. And to me, that's the most important thing. So actually, religious education is about philosophy as well. You know, we're asking big questions about the world. You know, why do we fight? You know, why is there poverty? Why is marriage important, or why is it not important? So it asks a lot of very important questions. Perhaps in Suffolk, you might say, but we don't really need RE. We're not really a diverse society. We're not really multicultural. And yes, that brings its own problems too. So we've got a lot of rural, monocultural schools. And that's one of the reasons that the project started. Because if you're in a very small primary school in a rural area or in a quite an impoverished coastal area of Suffolk, your opportunities to go and meet people from diverse backgrounds is actually very small. And we call this poor social bridging. And in Suffolk, we're supposed to have really poor social bridging.
And that's really interesting when you say that, you know, RE is about people. It's also, at the moment, I would suggest, about politics, and it's about media. There's a thing last week suggesting that schools need to teach children how to spot fake news. And you're equipping young people with the skills to put these messages that they are bombarded with in all sorts of different platforms into a meaningful context. And if they don't have that base knowledge, they can't do that.
You're absolutely right. The project deals with this. And what we decided to do was we went around to talk to teachers to find out why were they finding it difficult to deal with some of the controversial issues that were coming out in the media and some of the controversial issues that the government were expecting them to deliver through the curriculum. And one of those issues was around the prevent agenda. The government and society as a whole are quite concerned about radicalisation and extremism around the world. And of course, this impacts on Suffolk too. It may not impact on your little school, but who's to say you'll stay there forever? Who's to say you're not going to go and visit another country? Who's to say that you're not going to want to go off to university and meet people from diverse backgrounds? And even in your room at home, you can be bombarded with things on your computers. When you're Googling something, something will come up and you will not know what it is. And so the project deals with this, is how can we teach people the skills to make them resilient, to make them strong, and to make them understand how they can talk about topics which are actually a bit scary.
And when you're talking about radicalisation, that can happen from an extreme Islamic point of view, it can happen from an extreme fascist, alt-right, neo-Nazi point of view. There are lots of extremes that want to recruit.
There are a huge amount of extremes. In fact, one of the pieces of work that I love the most from the project is by a teacher who specialises in teaching the very smallest children. And she has written a lesson on extremism, explaining what the word means. And she's used the topic of extreme ironing. But it's how to make that accessible, that people understand, well, what does extreme really mean? Is it something I can engage with? Can I talk about it? Is it too frightening to talk about?
So this is support for teachers and actual lesson plans and resources pitched at all ages, so you can get these, like you say, quite complex ideas across in a way that they can then build on either future school or make sense of other words and things and phrases going on around them.
It is. I mean, that's the level it starts at. It starts at quite a foundation level. So we teach people how to move away from the very difficult topic to just talk in a very gentle way about something which might be linked to the topic. And once you've got talking about the topic, we then bring in a resource. So it could be to show someone a photograph, or we might show them a video clip. But it's never actually head on talking about something in a really traumatic way. The idea is to make it so that it's accessible and safe to talk about. And so we always use a resource, and we find that video clips are actually very good, but could be a story. It could just be a photograph you found in the newspaper. And then once we've spoken about it, we get the person or the child to just think about it and to write down their thoughts. And if they're a very little child, we might write down their thoughts for them, or get them to draw a picture, or to look at smiley faces or sad faces to show us how they might be feeling about that the picture they've just seen. And the idea is that we gradually get them into a position where we can then start to talk about the idea. With very little children, then it might just be you're talking about extreme ironing and you don't go any further than that. But by the time they're 4 or 5 years older, you might be talking about extremism in the news, because perhaps we were looking at the Paris attack. So it could be something very, very much in their minds, because children are sponges and they hear things all the time. We may want to protect them, but the truth is, by trying to protect them, we can sometimes harm them even more. And what we need to do is to protect them by giving them skills and the ability to understand what is happening, but in a safe way. And we hope that's what the toolkit will do.
That's Jan Maguire from Suffolk's SACRE, the Standing Advisory for the Council for Religious Education, which has won a national award for its work helping schools teach controversial subjects. That interview was recorded before Wednesday's terrorist attack in London, but this week more poignant than ever. So if you're having trouble or wanting to know whether you should talk to young people in your family about what they've seen on the news, what they've heard on the news, undoubtedly they will have seen and heard something. How do you frame that? What are the words that you use? What are some of the resources? So it's all the work that they've done is available to everyone. If you go to suffolklearning.co.uk, that's suffolklearning.co.uk, you can see those lesson plans and maybe encourage your child or grandchild's primary school or secondary school to make the most of that, so that these issues, complex and difficult as they are, can be talked about properly.